Oh, do you know? He's really rather sweet if you look at him in the right light.
The light doesn't exist which could make me describe Lestrade as sweet.
I don't think you've ever thought of anyone as sweet. Not in your entire life. You should unbend a bit, you know. Let that mask slip from time to time. You might actually enjoy it. Thank you for everything you've done.
You took an enormous risk tonight.
It was quite like old times. Even if it was all for nothing, you'd already found proof that he did it.
Well, on the contrary. I had the sack, but I could never have proved that it was the Colonel who buried it. It was only because my evidence came on top of yours that he decided to confess.
So, it took the two of us.
And we achieved the result you wanted.
Justice for Mr. Catterall. I probably shouldn't be saying this in the shadow of Scotland Yard, but when I was standing there with Upwood, and I had my gun in my hand, I don't know why I didn't pull the trigger.
I think you do.
Well, maybe I do. I should go.
A very good night to you, Mrs. Ricoletti.
And to you, Mr. Holmes. You know...
What?
If you do ever feel like a change from dear Dr. Watson...
A change?
Bear in mind that I like opera, too.
Oh, when the tabulary tune is to be done, a policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Do you know, I rather enjoyed that.
Yes, I thought you might.
Home? Home.
In the striking success of Miss Franny Blossom, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine, and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Colonel Upwood was played by Geoffrey Whitehead, Mrs. Ricoletti by Maggie Steed, and Inspector Lestrade by Stephen Thorne. Harold Upwood was played by Scott Brooksbank, Catterall by Philip Fox, Nicholson by John Rowe, and the maid by Alice Hart. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The striking success of Miss Franny Blossom was written by Bert Cools, from a reference in the novel The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.